The Skagway Borough Assembly is working to open up lands around the municipality for development. And two Haines residents were cited this week for commercial fishing during a closed period. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more up next. A limited burn ban is in effect in Skagway. The Skagway Volunteer Fire Department decides when to enact burns based on the Fire Weather Index, compiled by the Alaska Interagency Coordination Center. A limited burn ban means open burning outside of the municipal hydrant area is prohibited. Residents can still burn in approved barrels and campfire rings and need a municipal burn permit. The fire department asks anyone that sees smoke outside of the hydrant area to call 911 so the department can prevent fires from spreading. It wouldn't be summer in Skagway without the annual 4th of July softball tournament. This year, 13 co-ed teams from Skagway, Juneau, and Whitehorse competed for cash prizes and bragging rights. The origins of Skagway's summer softball tournament are unclear, but it has been an annual tradition for over 20 years. People from around Southeast Alaska and the Yukon assemble co-ed teams each year for a friendly competition the weekend before the 4th of July. Adam Smith has been involved with organizing the last few tournaments. He recently took the helm as league commissioner this year. He says the event is the perfect opportunity for people to let loose and get away from the hustle and bustle of Skagway's summer tourism industry. But the tournament is especially popular for Whitehorse residents who take time off at the start of July for Canada Day.
Whitehorse kind of make the tournament because they always show up good. I think last year we had 10 Whitehorse teams. So this year we're missing a Haines team. I think someone's getting married over in Haines. So kind of took the team for that.
This year, four teams represented for Skagway. One team came up on the ferry from Juneau and eight teams came down from Whitehorse. The lineup for each group is always varied. Some may only have 10 players on their roster, while others bring 20 people out to play. There is a wide range of ages and abilities as well.
I mean, you get anywhere from, you know, someone at their first season up here, you know, 18 years old, fresh out of high school or whatever, out of college, all the way up to, there's people playing out there that are 50 plus. So it's a pretty diverse group, and you see it all. You see something you haven't seen in a softball game almost every game. So it's pretty entertaining.
Smith has been playing for AMAC Towing the last few years. When asked how he's feeling about his team this year, he plays it cool.
I think we'll let our bats talk for us, though. But we're excited to play.
That's three. One curve.
On the first day, there is pool play to determine the seed for each team. After dividing teams into an A division and a B division, bracket play begins the following day for the double elimination tournament. Bo Damien is the captain of the Pretty Pitches, a team out of Juneau. He first started playing in this tournament 11 years ago when he was 16. He says that this year he's looking for redemption after a tough loss to AMAC.
They crushed our dreams, you know, a few years back, so, you know, we got to come back at them. We know the Jays from Whitehorse, they're a really good team. They're typically their top team in Whitehorse, so we gotta come ready to play against them.
After a weekend of competitive play, the Pretty Pitches emerged victorious from the A division tournament, and the Padres out of Whitehorse won the B division. Two Haines residents were cited this week for unlawfully commercial fishing during a closed period. Hoonah-based Alaska Wildlife Troopers cited 38-year-old Cody Taylor while fishing on the FVGG. Troopers say Taylor was fishing during a closed period in District 15C in the southern part of Lynn Canal. He's scheduled to appear in court in Haines on July 26th. 24-year-old Daniel Kendrina was cited for the same on the FV Slipstream in District 11D in Seymour Canal. He is scheduled to appear in court in Juneau on July 19th. The Skagway Borough Assembly is interested in opening up land for development in and around the municipality. This is one item up for discussion at the Assembly's meeting this Thursday. Recently, the Assembly's Civic Affairs Committee has been making inquiries to different state agencies that own land around Skagway. They are aiming to open up more opportunities for development that could alleviate the municipality's housing shortage. Last month, they contacted the Alaska Mental Health Land Trust about parcels along the Dyea Road and Klondike Highway. Assemblyman David Brenna, who chairs the Civic Affairs Committee, says they are hoping the land trust will make those parcels available for the public to purchase.
They make land available every year that's open to the public to bid on. The mental health land, from my point of view, is just, it'd be nice to get it released, and it'd be nice if somebody, you know, bought it and did something, but these are smaller, harder to develop sites.
The Skagway Assembly is also looking at some state land behind Seven Pastures along the Skagway River. Brenna says that could be a desirable location for an RV park because it is close to the sewer line. His thinking is that relocating the Garden City RV park from its current location along Main Street to the site behind Seven Pastures would open up space in the center of town for other uses.
Maybe mixed use development, or maybe housing. I don't know. It would support any number of things because it's right in the middle of town, more or less.
The third piece of land that the Assembly has been looking at is in the Denver Valley. The land is owned by the U.S. Forest Service and lies roughly 4 miles north of Skagway along the river. Thanks to the Townsite Act, the Skagway Borough may be able to purchase the land from the Forest Service. The Act allows local governments to purchase up to 640 acres of Forest Service lands that are adjacent to the municipality. Brenna thinks this amount of land could be a huge benefit to the city of Skagway. There are several reasons why he thinks the site has potential for development.
Road access to that area is level, and it's bedrock, and so building a road out there would be relatively easy to do. And then, of course, the way I visualize it, the water would be locally sourced there some way or another.
At the moment, the Denver Valley is primarily used for tourism and recreation. A popular trail to access the Denver Glacier runs through it. Also on the agenda for the meeting is a discussion of a class action lawsuit that aims to recover payments that should have been made to local governments through the Payment in Lieu of Tax, or PILT, Act. PILT payments are federal payments to local governments that help offset losses in property taxes due to non-taxable federal lands within their boundaries. The municipality of Skagway has the opportunity to participate in the lawsuit to receive reimbursement for underpayment of PILT funds. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.